إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, if there is one word which can be used to describe leaders, the word is differentiate. Stand out. The reason I'm saying that is because only that which stands out is visible, is identifiable, and can be followed. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore said about the Muslims, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the best of people and you have been extracted for the benefit of mankind. Now, what bigger differentiator do we want for ourselves? And today we are living in a world where we seem to be so far away from this that it's very difficult to imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually said something like this. But we know this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yes, indeed he said something like this. So therefore we have to look at ourselves and say, what is it that we are doing where we can fulfill the purpose of our creation, purpose of our being? Because if we don't fulfill the purpose of our being, not only would we be doing an injustice to ourselves, but we are also answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created us with a purpose, He didn't create us without a purpose. And if we don't fulfill that purpose, then we are in trouble. The most common excuse that is given when we try to use for ourselves, when we look at whatever is happening around us, the most common excuse is to point a finger at somebody else who's doing wrong and say, well, after all, they are doing so. But the point to remember is that that is the whole issue of differentiation. You don't do what everyone else does because that's what they are doing. To differentiate is to do the unpopular thing. To differentiate is to do the thing which is not usual, which is not what the general masses are doing. But to do it because you believe in it, to do it because you believe that this is the right thing to do, and to stand out on that basis. Now, things may be popular, things may be politic, things may be, something that is common that everyone is doing, but the leader doesn't follow that. The leader does that which needs to be done, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how unpopular he or she may get while doing that. But they do it because that is the right thing to do, because that is the just thing to do. And that is the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ said the peak of Iman is to stand before the tyrant and speak the truth. Now again, a very clear statement of differentiation. My brothers and sisters, I think it's very important for us to keep on reminding ourselves of this, and to ensure that we differentiate on the basis of goodness, on the basis of spreading khair around us, spreading goodness around us, because this is the purpose of our creation. We were not sent to follow people, we were sent to lead people, and not to lead people according to our whims and fancies, but to lead people according to the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the thing that I remind myself and you. Let us learn to differentiate on the basis of Islam, because that is what we were sent to do. Because remember, only differentiation creates brand, and brand creates loyalty. Unless you differentiate, you are a grain of rice in a sack. You are still rice, but you are one grain in a sack. Nobody knows you exist, nobody cares. It's only when you differentiate that you stand out. And only when you stand out can you be followed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and which becomes a source of our khair, of our benefit and source of guidance for us, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.